guys and girls, welcome to the Rock Hippie Adventures podcast, episode 6.
Numero 6 for our Spanish speakers.
I am Keith.
I'm Mel.
And we do absolutely nothing this week.
Not a darn thing. Nada.
Well, I'm not going to say absolutely nothing.
But I mean, we did do the normal like life stuff.
Yeah, we did work.
Work out. Went to the gym.
Yeah, we did. Gyms are...
We're in 2.5.
2.63579.
Yeah. It's pi. No, I'm just kidding.
Of this COVID...
Pandemic.
Restoration, re-entering society...
Reconstruction, deconstruction. I actually want to talk about something that I just thought about because I had a really good conversation today with a coworker. But we don't have to talk about today, but I need to remind you of that. It has to do with COVID. Because we were talking about, you know, wearing the mask, that the change of COVID on society as a whole.
Yeah.
It is changing our culture, whether we realize it or not.
Well,
so
of course.
If you think about it, you know, we're all done with this, whatever that will look like. We're talking about how, you know, people are 6 feet apart now. It's very odd to have somebody in your personal space. Those of us that are super touchy-feely have not, you know, touched a person. That sounds really awkward and creepy. But, like, you know, I touch shoulders. I touch arms when I'm talking. I haven't done that. I purposely, like, sit with my hands in my pockets or cross my arms so I don't touch people because that's right. Not acceptable anymore.
Right.
So we were just talking about that. So I don't know. It just popped in my head.
Well, I think
welcome to our mess of a show because that's how that works.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think if you go back to our episode 2, we talk a lot about how the norms... There's going to be new normals. There's going to be new...
Yeah, but it's completely changed our culture. Like,
well, no, it has. I mean, it's
going
to.
How we do things.
It's going to change how people interact with people, which kind of don't hate it, but it's also not going to change some things, you know?
I think some things are just the way that it's going to be.
Yeah. I mean, like...
But we were talking about school because, you know, our governor here in North Carolina has decided that kids could go back to phase A, which is completely back in person. We could skip the virtual if they want to. It's left up to each individual county. And so her and I were talking about that today.
Right.
You know, with kids, we're used to patting them on the back and, you know, those things that you do as a teacher. But we can't go in their bubbles when they come back. We have to be in our bubble and they have to be in their bubble.
I think it'll slowly. I think what we think are new normals will slowly eventually fade away because it's what COVID. This crisis of COVID and this pandemic has created an anti-norm.
Yeah.
To humans. Because humans don't work that way. I don't think humans work in a 6-foot bubble.
No, and I think that's...
Humans don't work in, you know, covering their... I mean, they don't work in wearing a mask every day. Like, I mean, some people can do it. I mean, there's some countries that choose to do it all the time, you know.
Exactly, yeah.
But maybe not the mask thing is not an anti-norm for humans, but the whole being in a bubble, being 6 feet apart. I mean, it's just
not understanding people in a bubble. I mean, with the mask on though, that's my thing is I have a difficult time communicating.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm yelling at people to make a point because I can't hear you.
Agree.
So that's causing me uncomfortableness when I'm in social situations. You know, you're trying to talk to somebody politely and in a normal voice, but you're yelling. It's ridiculous.
But we are moving forward. North Carolina seems to be one of the slower states moving forward.
I read an article. We were like 41st of the 50 states as far as opening up. So we're like, slowly getting there, I guess.
I noticed when we were in South Carolina yesterday.
Ooh, that was way different.
Yeah, way different. Way different. It was like whatever.
Yeah, they weren't really enforcing masks, even though Myrtle Beach itself, where we were, actually has it. You're supposed to be wearing them. Some stores did, but for the most part, it kind of was really lax.
Yeah, it was.
Now, we wore ours wherever we were in places just because we're used to doing that.
It's become habit almost,
Yeah, we just put it on. I just do it just because I don't want to be bothered by people.
Yeah, pretty much.
More or less, but.
Yeah, and so the gyms have opened up in North Carolina, so we were in the gym.
I know people have mixed feelings about heading to the gym. I will say.
I want to keep your mixed feelings about heading to the gym. It is not as safe as you think. You can probably catch COVID there when you go into the gyms. You have to wear your mask the entire time. You need to stay 15 feet away from people in the gyms. You've got to clean it before, after, during. I mean, it's really terrible thing to go to the gym right now. So I suggest that you stay
away.
Yeah,
you're hilarious. You just don't want people going back to the gym, fool. He wants his machines. Don't listen to this man.
No, actually,
fake
it's not.
Fake news, friends.
Actually, it's really... It's as bad as I say it. I mean, it was a terrible experience for me.
Yeah, he's never going back. Wink, wink. Yeah. Whatever. You're such a liar on that. As he drives to the gym.
Yeah. No, actually, it was absolutely a breeze to go in.
We belong to Planet Fitness, and yeah. I always felt like they were super clean before COVID.
Yeah.
I felt like they had, I mean, they were constantly cleaning beforehand. I mean, picking machines up, using that dry vac thing. I mean, they were clean before, and I feel like it's seamless for them.
Yeah, I don't think they had to do much adjusting.
No, they put the signs up for the treadmills. Like, they skip every other one of, like, the cardio machines. But, you know. The stations were fully stocked as far as washing things down and those kind of things. But I felt like it was a non-issue, and it's not that busy.
No, and that's one of the things I do. If I'm going to say anything about the pandemic that is going to be positive, is the reduced number of people I have to interact with.
Oh, yeah.
Across the board.
Well, think about even when we went shopping yesterday, waiting in line in one of the stores, the max capacity in the store at this point in time because of COVID was, what, 12?
Yeah.
Which was freaking phenomenal because there's nobody in there.
Yeah.
I love shopping in COVID.
Yeah. I love flying in COVID. I love gyms in COVID. I mean, I hate to say it like this, but it has reduced the amount of people, which it's going to go back to normal at some point.
Yeah.
The stores will be packed.
But for those of us that get anxious in situations that are really super crowded in those terms, I'm loving it.
No, it is. It is nice.
Now, people could just start driving normal. I'd be all right with that, but that's not.
That's never going to happen.
Right.
Yeah,
it's worse now. I don't get it.
I think the span of people not driving for like 3 weeks has caused them to forget how to actually operate a motor vehicle. I don't know what it is, but anyways, the gym was nice. There was plenty of space. Everybody seemed to be, and again, I think because we go to Planet Fitness, it seems like the people that go there. I've never been before, during, or well, we didn't go during COVID, but before, after COVID, that even the people at Planet Fitness, everybody took. Their precautions of wiping down machines after they got done. I mean, it was always it's something that's kind of second nature there.
Yeah. So I feel like it's super, super good in there.
Yeah. I was at Gold's Gym once. This is not a knock just on Gold's Gym, but I belong to Gold's Gym and a couple of other like local gyms way back. And the people that went there, and I'm going to say it's probably the people that went there, maybe the area that I lived in at the time, but it wasn't as hygienic as it is at this Planet Fitness that we go to. Maybe it's just our Planet Fitness. Maybe that's just...
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't
know. You go to a Planet Fitness and yours is super clean, or if it's not, I'm kind of interested to know, because ours is spotless.
Yeah, ours is like...
I mean, immaculately clean.
Like, I could live in there. Like,
yeah,
it's
I give
clean.
Them 5 stars on... If I had to Yelp the shit out of them, I'd Yelp them with a 5 star.
It's the one if you're in Greensboro.
Tell them where that mess is.
It's the one over by Wendover.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's one on West Market Street. That one's the best one.
Yeah. Go there.
Not the one on Westridge. Don't go there. We go to the one on Westridge.
Why would you even say that for? I'm just like not telling people which gym it is on
they
purpose.
They can figure it out.
No, they can't.
Go to the West Market one. That's where you'll see us.
Yeah. That's where you'll see us.
Silly.
Saying it as she's already given it away.
Oh, it's okay.
Okay.
People are still on the fence about things like that, so. But I would, if you're on the fence about going to the gym, though, honestly, if you belong to Planet Fitness, in all honesty, it's okay.
Yeah, it is. I think everything's coming back around. I'm really waiting for the movie theaters back
and
to
live
back
shows
up.
Can we just please bring back live shows?
And I'll say this, you can leave us a comment either on Facebook or Instagram or somewhere wherever we mention that this show's coming out after you listen to it, or just leave us a comment or a DM somewhere. Let us know your thought on that. We can be inside Walmart with every person on God's green earth. Like, seriously, like the Walmart we've gone back to, they don't even count anymore.
Oh, they're not counting. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
no.
The capacity is open, but yet you will not let us, you know, the not
be
get
outside.
Into a football stands.
Yeah, football stadium can't go. Mm-mm.
Yeah. Now, I heard that they're
changing it though, right?
They're going to change it.
Okay.
So families will be able to go and stuff. But
yeah, because there's like people who want to see their children play.
Kansas City, Cleveland.
Yeah, yeah.
And a couple of other stadiums did, like, they had like 6,000 or 7,000 fans distance. But let's be honest. At some point, we've got, you know, the whole purpose of the pandemic, quarantine, stay-at-home orders, was to slow the spread, whatever you want to look at it, shorten the curve.
Flatten the curve.
Flatten the curve, whatever it was, to help. You're not.
But it's just prolonging it.
I think we've done more in prolonging it, because I can't think of any other country in the world right now that is still going through what we're going through.
No. With COVID. Have friends that live overseas, and they've been open for months. Yeah. Like, their kids were back in school. Now, granted, maybe they weren't at the point of as many people getting it, because they're smaller countries.
And you can blame who you want to. You can be political or not political or medical or whatever. But I think overall we should have – I don't know what we should have done, but I know that we're still in it. I know we're still suffering from it. I know there are people still getting sick from it. I know there are people still dying from it. But there's got to be some sense that you're going to get it or you're not going to get it. And how your body adapts to it is going to be there. We don't know what to do.
I think at this point it should be a choice. Like, if you know you're high risk at this point, I mean, I don't necessarily want it. Don't get me wrong. But I'm just saying
anybody wants it.
No, but I'm not at high risk. I don't have health concerns and things. So I feel like I should be able to make the decision now at this point to be able to do certain things.
Yeah.
And if you're not comfortable with it, like it needs to be at the beginning when it was kind of a choice thing.
Yeah, stay home.
Stay home. Do you know what I mean? But we'll see what happens.
I don't know if
I don't know when the next call is.
I don't know what's going to look like later. I just know I want to go to a show.
Oh, gosh. This is going to be like the year of shows, too.
Yeah, it was supposed to be a good year. Thanks, COVID.
Yeah.
Thanks, COVID.
But did you see, though, that there's people that are doing these drive-in things? How do you feel about that?
The drive-in shows are cool. I really like the concept of it.
So for those people that don't know, basically you stay in your car.
Yeah,
buy a ticket for your car. You can have up to 4 people in your car, at least the one I'm talking about. And they have the stage set up, and they park you in there. You have a spot, and you just have your windows open, and you can hear the music. And I'd be interested to know if somebody's going to any of this. The one I'm talking about is the one that's got Aaron Lewis from Stained and
Sully from Godsmack.
Yeah. Kind of interested in that one. I'd go. Do anybody want to go? Because we need 2 people in our car. Because I'm not paying $250 or $300 for just you and I to go. I don't like people that much.
I don't like neither one of them that much to go.
I love Aaron Lewis. He's so great.
No, man, I'm not saying that he's not a great artist and he's good.
I just am at the point I want to listen to music.
But, like, I'll...
But you have to drive to Charlotte.
Yeah.
Motor Speedway.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw a couple of other artists doing the same thing. I know Casting Crowns is a Christian band. I think they were the first ones I saw do it.
Now, was Metallica's... Theirs was a movie, right? It was a drive-in, or were they live?
I have no idea about Metallica. I don't follow them.
But 3 Days Grace was with them. I assumed when they said drive-in, it was a movie.
No, maybe they're
playing live.
Yeah. They're supposed to be playing live.
Oh, crap, so I missed that? I don't really care about Metallica, but 3 Days Grace?
Yeah, I wouldn't pay the money to go see 3 Days Grace with Metallica.
Can we just have 3 Days Grace do it? Maybe I'll call them up.
Yeah, why don't you do that?
That worked as well as I called up from Ashes to New. So waiting for my email back, by the way.
Yeah, call them up. See if they'll take care of that.
They'll just do a private concert? Private concert. I'm sure they will. They've got nothing better to do.
So real quick, just a couple of recos for the week.
Yeah, I got into a group on Facebook of other anchor.fm podcasters and just people kind of just share and collaborate and all kinds of things, which was kind of cool. So I got some podcasts that I was listening to today that were kind of just interesting. And it's kind of like a thing for a thing. So I did want to give her a shout out. It's Debbie Littlefield is her name, and she does what are called, her podcast is called Hypnotic Journeys. And I know it sounds a little bit like you're going somewhere hypnotically, but it's basically relaxation stuff. So she kind of takes you through the process of like completely relaxing by breathing. She's got one of those voices that'll like put you to sleep kind of deals. But I listened to her 20-minute podcast today during my break, and I felt really great when I kind of came back out. I felt a little bit rejuvenated. It's nice just to sit in the quiet and just kind of turn my head off for a little bit today. It's been a kind of a day. So
nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So I wanted to give her a little shout out.
Good deal.
What about you?
New show on Netflix.
Oh. What is it?
Teenage Bounty Hunters.
I knew you were going to talk about that.
Yeah. I know it's weird to say it, but it was actually a good show. It kept my interest. It's a weird play, a couple of good twists that you think you're kind of predicting what's going to happen, and then they throw this little bam sidebar at you, and you're like, yeah. Oh, I didn't see that coming. So,
I enjoyed it.
Yeah. Like I said, I had fun watching it. I binged the whole thing in like 2 days.
Yeah. I think I got in maybe like episode 3 or 4, maybe.
Yeah.
So.
But
I was listening to it too.
Yeah, I just burned through it though. I'm kind of been doing that. Like I'll sit down and burn through a show really quickly.
Yeah.
The new shows that are coming out with like a season. Yeah. So yeah, go check it out. It's on Netflix. There's a bunch of good stuff on Netflix because, you know, it's Netflix. And you can say what you want about Netflix and, you know, have your opinions and blah, blah, blah. But they got some good stuff on there. I'll continue to recommend shows because I like watching TV. Just heads up, there will be a full in-depth talk on The Mandalorian when it comes out at the end of October. I think October 30th it premieres on
the
second
season. Yeah, you
watched
the trailer the other day.
Yeah, I'm super, super stoked. I really am stoked to see, because the trailer kind of played on a couple of storylines that I didn't think they might go into, but it looks like they're going to go into it. So no, I'm not going to give any of my thoughts on it just yet.
Yeah.
I'm not to the level of nerdness that some people are. Don't you look at me like that.
Okay.
When it comes to it, but I do enjoy.
Yeah. You do. You liked it.
Yeah, I'm super stoked.
I didn't watch it because I haven't seen any of the Star Wars movies. Probably none of them. Not one.
Yeah,
I watched one.
You've watched more than one.
Oh, I watched the ones before he went to the one in the theater. Yeah, that's right. I watched 3 of them.
Yeah, so she watched the second episode. We watched episode 7 and 8, and we went and saw episode 9 in the theater.
No, I did enjoy that part.
Yeah, so we did. She did watch some of those. I haven't got her.
I was deprived as a child, apparently.
Obviously, your parents were terrible to you when it came to movies.
They didn't watch it. I just didn't watch movies growing up.
It is a shame.
Ever.
Yeah, it's a shame. I'm having to give her some culture in her life.
I got to watch The Fast and Furious, too, apparently.
Oh,
never
my
watched
gosh.
Any of those.
You see what I'm dealing with.
I know.
You see what I'm dealing with. Well, anyways, guys and girls.
At least you get to watch them again. Could I just also say our favorite show is getting ready to start? Or one of our favorite shows.
Yeah, you can say
Big Head. I love Big Head.
For those of you who do not know what Big Head is, it's The Masked Singer.
It's a Big Head.
So, quick, before we go into break, she's like, I want to watch Big Head. And it was like last year they were going through it. And I was in the process of watching the show, The Masked Singer.
Yeah, Big Head.
She's like, Big Head. I'm like, what the hell is Big Head? Like, she goes, you know, the show, they sing The Mask. I was like, oh, The Masked Singer?
No, Big Head. They all have big heads.
They don't all have big heads.
Well, some of them do.
Some of them do. But yeah.
But
so.
I love that show. Yeah. I think it's great.
Yeah.
We like taking bets of who the people are.
Yeah.
I got quite a few right last season. Yeah. I was rocking it.
Yeah. You did well. You did well.
Yeah.
But yeah, so The Masked Singer, The Sneak Prequel. The Sneak Peek was like last week before last, and
comes on this week.
Yep, the show actually starts on Wednesday, September 23rd, the day after you're probably listening to this podcast.
Yeah. So
actually, the podcast actually comes out on the same day. So
yeah. So then you can listen to the podcast and then go watch the show.
Yeah, absolutely. So Masked Singer comes on this week. We'll definitely be watching it. We'll probably
talk about it too.
Oh, of course. We'll
I can't wait
it.
To give my predictions.
Yeah. And
maybe we'll do that.
Check out the Teenage Bounty Hunters on Netflix, and also check out the Hypnotic Journeys podcast that Mel recommended.
Yeah, especially if you want to relax. They'll be great for at night. If you have trouble falling asleep, put some of that on.
Oh, yeah. It's absolutely. So we'll be back in a minute. Listen to the ad. Help us make some money. Welcome back, guys and girls, to the show. We're getting ready to start the meat, the dinner, the entree portion of the podcast.
Oh, my word. That was a lot.
Well, it is.
You can tell we haven't eaten dinner yet.
Yeah, I'm starving. But, yeah, I mean, when I did the – just kind of like quick, like, flashback. When I did the other podcast, the Forgetting Walls podcast, we did an opening segment where, you know, we all got together. We didn't have any ads on the show because there was no anchor.fm for
thank
us.
Goodness, there is now.
Right, yeah. Not that we're getting any more money by mentioning it now in this part of the show.
No.
But we had the opening. We talked a little bit and gabbed, and because we did a music section at the end of the show, we had a music review section with Darcy from the Johnson of Sound website. We mm-hmm. played a little couple of tracks, but in the middle we called it the meat and potatoes. So basically,
I love it.
So it was time for the meat and potatoes because you
meat
know that
two veg,
huh?
Meat and two veg.
No, meat and potatoes.
Oh,
no, Emmett.
You know I'm gonna throw it in there. I'm a toddler.
The meat and potatoes.
Yeah.
Section because mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah.
Every meal has meat and potatoes.
Yeah.
Not anymore because you know you're eating healthy and shit. But anyway, so on to the meat. Of the topic today, because I understand some people don't eat meat, but you know, this guy does, and I don't think there's a meal that I don't have meat in my meal. No,
you're a meatitarian.
Yes, very much so.
Yep.
Yeah. So, anyways, we were laying in the bed the other night, and you know,
I can't even think about this without starting to laugh.
So I'm laying there.
Sorry.
And
so funny.
You know how you're always like, you say something, and I don't know. I think we were talking about the baby, my grandbaby, Moose, the greatest thing on earth. Moose is.
She's awesome.
She's the best. And to say that I'm a proud grandparent that goes by Paps. My name is Paps. She's the greatest. But she said something, I don't know. And I was like, but you know, I'd have to go, like, I don't want that to happen. So I'd be like, well, and you know, it's that thing for like, you remember Bill and Ted, right? You know, they fought in Bill and Ted, the second movie, which plug the new one's out. I've got to watch it. Holy crap. Yeah. But anyways, in the second one, when they go to hell, they fall down the hole and they're just like following forever and they're screaming. Aah! And then all of a sudden they stop or they catch their breath and go.
Yeah.
And so I did that. I just did that the other night and it was silly. And she just like.
It was hilarious.
She hysterically lost it. And to myself, I'm thinking, I don't know if it was that funny, but she thought it was funny. And I'm glad she thought it was funny because me making her laugh is a big part of our relationship.
Yeah.
But in that moment, we both, you know, I was just like I'm so stupid or like I'm so silly or
we
whatever.
We call each other stupid all the time. Yeah, I'm like, you're such a mess. You're stupid.
Yeah. Or you're a silly ass or whatever. Yeah. And it's silly or our jackassery that's going on. And it's because we kind of realize that we just don't take ourselves seriously, but we're also unedited with each other. There's no filter. I mean, it could be absolutely the stupidest thing. Like, seriously, I mean, you've listened to the podcast. You heard last week's podcast, the dun-a-dun, dun-a-dun.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I mean, like, and we were thinking about that. We're like, you know, that's a big part to our relationship is that if we're talking about dating and relationships, which we're kind of in that groove right now on the podcast, it's if you think about it, to be completely unedited.
Yeah, like no holds barred. Like literally, you're like the first person I think in, that I just don't. I can lose myself in that. It's so interesting to me, and I don't know necessarily what it is.
Right. And I'm not just talking about being funny or silly, but I'm just talking about
vulnerable maybe.
Let's talk about like this. How many people in a relationship, boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, dating, whatever the label you want to call it is.
Partners,
guy and guy, girl and girl, whatever it is. I mean, whatever your relationship is, okay?
Even with friends, you can not even have to be romantic. Well, be with friends.
Well, where I'm going, we want to keep it inside
okay,
of
it. Okay, we're staying in the bubble, folks.
Yeah, let's stay in this bubble first because if you're
we're
that comfortable with your
in
friends.
The bubble.
If you're that comfortable with your friends, then more power to you. But like walking around the house butt naked. Like completely just walk around the house
dude,
butt
we were
naked.
Butt naked with each other.
That's too much information.
Well, we were.
Too much information.
We were, I'll put air quotes, somebody was butt naked around each other, very swooning in our relationship.
Again, you're trying to hide it like, oh, but the people that listen to this
show. I remember saying that to you though, because I was like, you know, we were just weeks into a relationship.
PSA announcement: by no means does her comments equate to how she thinks your intelligent level is listening to us. I know you're smart enough to actually understand what she's saying.
I was trying to edit it because you seemed upset about that. So I was trying to edit it. But I really didn't care to edit it.
No, you don't.
But anyways, back to that situation.
Yeah, but I mean, seriously.
But I mean, really, I remember saying that to you. I'm like, well, golly, I must be really comfortable with you because this is not like the norm by any means.
Well, I think we
I mean, it's when I'm by myself, but not.
Well, I mean, outside of just being naked, you know, but I'm saying, like, how comfortable are you walking? I mean, I know people who get married that still have issues of walking just completely free and naked in front of each other as a married couple.
Yeah.
Some people don't do it at all. I think there's, like, do you know how freeing it is to walk around your house in the nude?
That's why I hate living in this apartment.
Well, I mean, you could always shut the blinds.
Yeah, well.
But we don't. So that takes it up another level of comfortable. It's like we just walk into the living room.
I don't think you could see in, though, because I've tried looking
before. Yes, you can.
Oh, well. Whoops.
Yeah. Especially if it's light in here and dark outside.
Well.
Yeah. But I don't care. Like, whatever. But think about how comfortable you have to be with another person to.
It's vulnerable.
That is the most vulnerable because, believe me, you know.
You got the roles. You got the.
That's right, babe. I got the rolls.
No, I'm talking about. Stop that mess.
Yeah, I got.
No, I'm just saying, like, any of your self consciousness that you have about
hairs growing in weird places.
Word. Cellulite.
I got.
But I'm just saying, like, that's like.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's all out there. Like, yeah. Because it's like you're whatever you're not comfortable with.
Yeah, and
is
I mean,
out there.
And I'm not saying that you have to be that comfortable with somebody, and you should. I think grow to a level of comfort. With somebody.
I think some people just can't, though.
And I agree. I think some people are so self-conscious about themselves when it comes to bodies that they can't
do
that.
But the thing is, your other person thinks you're beautiful or thinks that you look great.
Yeah.
And so.
They should. Yeah.
I tell you all the time, you don't talk nice about yourself, but I think you're hot as can be. So I tell you that all the time.
You never not talk about that.
I think you're hot.
Yeah. Thank you.
And I'm attracted to you.
Mm-hmm. Same.
So that's the way it should be.
But we do share that between each other.
Yeah.
And it's just not being naked and just not humor, but it's all the parts of your life that you should feel. I think being vulnerable and comfortable at the same spot with the body part of being naked in front of somebody is probably the height equal to being vulnerable and unedited with your emotions and words. Being able to say that I can say anything to you and I'm okay with saying it, knowing that I'm not going to be, you know, harshly judged because I mean, we say the stupidest stuff. I mean, believe me, if you could record some of the conversations we'd have, you're like, holy crap, you said that. But, you know, we do say whatever we want, whatever comes to our mind, because we feel that comfortable. And I think that's a huge part of any relationship. And yes, I believe it's a huge part to friendships, a huge part to family relationships. But of all the relationships, a relationship that is of dating or marriage quality, that has to be one of the highest things, to be able to feel, one, that you can be your realest self. And I think that's what it is in a relationship. Relationships don't work when you can't be who you really are at your core level. And I use jokes and talk about silliness really as a big part of it, is because everybody has a different sense of humor. Like, everybody's sense of humor is a little bit different. Some people have the same sense of humor as, I mean, everybody, you know, like, she's a complete middle schooler and toddler.
Yeah.
All rolled into one. And I'm okay with that because, you know, that shit's funny to me.
Yeah.
And it doesn't bother me, and I don't judge her for it, and I think it's hilarious.
Well, you know it's coming because I'm not going to turn it off. It's so ingrained in me.
Yeah. There is nothing I can say she can't pervert.
Oh, I'm good at
like
it. A
middle school, like I literally
14-year-old middle school boy trapped inside my body.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like every middle school, like inappropriate innuendo comment comes out of her mouth.
All of them.
All of them.
There's the low road, and then I go below the low road.
Yeah. Let me just say this. If you've ever been around a group of 3 to 4 middle school boys, 6th, 7th, 8th grade. And heard the obscenity of talks that come out of their mouths, you know exactly what she's talking about.
And I can hang with them. I won't, because that's not appropriate, but I could hang.
Well, let's just say that her vocabulary and humor is tied into that group of middle school boys.
Yep.
Not middle school girls, middle school boys.
Yeah, well.
Yeah. When I say she's a middle schooler, I'm talking about the boy side of it.
Yeah.
Just the complete and unadulterated perverted mind that she has.
I do, very much
it's
so.
Craziness. But but saying that too, it's like, and I'm not saying, oh, I judge her or anything like that. It's just that I'm okay with it because that's who she is. That's her realest self when it comes to humor.
But go back to the whole situation is yeah. I'm comfortable to be that way around you.
Exactly.
So I don't have to edit myself to be around you. I would really honestly melt if I was around somebody who didn't let me do that.
Yeah. And well, I think that's for all of us too. Because yeah.
I'm having to, you know, keep mm-hmm. myself in check too much.
Right. And it's hard to, I think that's, you know, in a relationship that's going to last, you have to be comfortable at that level to be yourself.
Right.
If you're not allowed to be yourself, then one, the relationship's fake because.
Yeah, you're not in the who you're supposed to be with.
Right. That, well, one, you're not supposed to be who yeah. you're supposed to be with, but that person that's across from you don't even really know who they got.
Right.
You yeah. know, and if they don't like that person as your real self, then maybe there's a reason for you not to be there.
Yeah, like if you ever said to me, I really don't like that you do that, I'd be like, well, then I really don't like that you are here.
Well, yeah,
I
think.
You can go. Bye. Yeah. Just because it's so much, I mean, I could tone it down. Don't get me wrong.
No, you could tone it down 50, 60 notches.
It's not happening, though.
Yeah. I mean, you could, but.
I could tone it down.
Yeah.
I'm not so bad all the time. I don't do it like in mixed company. Just with you and my friends most of the time. Why are you staring at me like that? Whatever.
But seriously though, and we're talking about the jokes and the humor because that's what kind of came to mind. But when you think about the person that you're with, do you really have their 100% real self? Like their emotions, their ideas, whether it's, you know, how they feel about politics, how they feel about music, how they feel about cartoons,
yeah,
how they feel about, you know, movies and things like that. I mean, people think that they gloss over those things. Like, you know, think about, like, if you're a big movie person, right?
Which,
like,
you are.
I'm a super huge movie person.
And I'm not.
Yeah, you're not a big movie person. And that's fine with me, but I know that. Like, but if she tries to put on this front like she is, and then it kind of reveals that she's not, but yet she's trying to be somebody she's not. She's not being true to herself. So she's actually creating more work for herself.
Yeah.
In this environment, which will eventually burn her out. Like music. Oh my gosh. I mean, for some people, music's not a big deal.
For both of us, it is.
Like, yeah, music's huge. A huge deal. Like, beyond huge. Like, there
we
is.
We eat, sleep, and drink music.
Yeah, I mean, music is.
Literally.
Like one of the things that gets me through the day. Like there's not one day I don't listen to music. Like, and
no.
I know people that don't listen to music at all. And I like, seriously, you're what's wrong with you?
Can, like, you imagine they're trying to be in a relationship with somebody like who we are and how we are with somebody that doesn't listen to music that much?
Yeah. Or just Ooh, thinks music is something rough. That's there. Like, hey, it's great. I listen to it, but it's not a big deal. That's one thing. But the big thing with music is when you don't like the same music.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying you have to like the same music to be in a relationship. Let's
No, because we were in a similar genre of music, but different spectrums of it.
Well, yeah. But
now I like your music.
Yeah, and it's great that you grow to like certain people's music. Like, even in my past relationships, even in my marriage, you know, she liked a certain type of music. I liked certain type of music. And her extreme, I didn't like. And my extreme, she didn't like. But we did have music in the middle.
In the middle.
Common ground.
Yeah, yeah. That's fine.
So common ground music is great because you can listen to all that and still enjoy music. And we both like music to that level.
Yeah, yeah.
But we also knew that we were not going to listen to that music that we did not like.
Yeah.
You know, we would put up with it if it was important. But at the same time, you know, we wouldn't drag each other into a place that would put us in a place we didn't like. Like if you want to go to a show, yeah, I'll go to a show. It's not a big deal, but I'm not going to listen to it all the time. Just, I can't do it.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
not who I am. But if I lied to her or lied to you or lied to anybody about what I like in music, just it would eventually drive you crazy.
Yeah.
Because if you don't like something and you try to like it and you still can't like it, you eventually, end up either hating yourself or hating up
or even pretending that you like it.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
To salvage a relationship.
Yeah.
It's, do you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I know that you've shared some stories about girls that, you know, you dated and they said that they liked your music. And then you're like, but do you really? Because, like, it's yeah. eclectic, the type of music that you listen to. Mm-hmm. And, you know, not many people know even that type of music necessarily.
They know it, but they will not listen to it.
But they won't listen to it. No, he's absolutely. Just screaming. But,
yeah.
You know, and well, I get it.
Yeah. And it's my, and I also know, I mean, that's the great thing about it. I'm comfortable with what I like. I also have a wide range of music that I do like. I mean, come on, guys and girls. I listen to everything from One Direction to Under Oath to August Burns Red to K-pop. I mean, it doesn't matter. I just don't listen to country. But there are maybe once in a blue moon country song that I will listen to. But overall, I listen to anything. You know, Armin van Buuren from EDM. It doesn't matter. I listen to everything. So there, I can gel with a person.
Yeah, you know, you have a broad range of music and knowledge of music, too,
right.
so you can.
I'm okay with that. But
the opposite, not so much. They can't do it.
Well, and
if they really don't know.
Right, but what I'm thinking of it is like, I'm okay with people not liking my favorite part of the music
because
I get it. It isn't an eclectic taste. It is a taste of music. It's something you don't go, oh, I just like that. It's something, if you are not used to it, you either have to grow to it or you just like it.
Yeah.
Most people don't. Most people don't listen to the heavy melodic metalcore, fantasy core, metal, stuff like that. That has screaming vocals and stuff like that. And it's very super heavy and very, which people call it angry music, but it's not always angry music.
No.
But seriously though, at the end of the day, that's who I am. And I'm okay with that. And I'm also okay with a person that I would date that doesn't like that, but I don't want them to fake it. I definitely, cause there have been some, we talked about dating in the past.
Right.
There were some people that, just like, oh, yeah, I definitely. But then when I get talking about it and they kind of lose like their place and understanding how to talk about it, I start to see the truth. And I'm like, this person's
like
basically.
You just should have said it.
Yeah. Don't lie to me about it, because if you're lying to me about what you like, then what else are you going to lie to me about?
Yeah.
Be real in who you are.
Well, they're not sharing their best side to you either. They're mm-hmm. editing themselves to, you know. For the sake of having a relationship.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. It's like, you should not lie about who you are.
Yeah.
Because if you're lying about who you are, what else will you lie about?
Yeah.
What else will you make up stories about? What else will you falsify? What information are you not giving? And I think that's one of the big things. Like, if you can truly, I get it. When you first get into a relationship, there are some things you do not just give over in the beginning. You're not your complete unedited self in the beginning of a relationship. We all know that, because there are the tools of attracting a person into that place, right?
Yeah.
So they'll like you, but you still have to be real enough. Like, you don't have to let all your colors fly, but you've got to be real not to fake something. Don't say, oh, yeah, I love cars and I know a lot about them. And then
I know nothing about cars.
Yes, absolutely nothing.
I'm learning.
Nothing.
Not nothing, but I'm learning.
No, but you do. But I think that's the
part. I'm never going to be like the car chick. It's not happening.
No, and it's okay.
Because the other day he was like, oh, my God, look at that. And I'm like, what? What is it? Are you looking at it? What was it? The Maserati was
I was looking
there.
At a Maserati.
I didn't even
she's
see
like,
the Maserati.
What, the
I was looking at the Suburban.
And I'm like, what the fuck? Suburban? Did you see the Quattroforgio Maserati sitting right next to it?
No, that four-door car? No, I was looking at the big the big Suburban.
Big SUV. The big American take-up gas-guzzling SUV Suburban.
It was a pretty color, though. That's what I saw.
It was silver.
No, it was like that grayish silver that I like.
It was silver.
Oh, I thought it was the grayish silver.
Which is silver.
I disagree.
Grayish silver. Grayish is silver.
No. That like nice gunmetal gray that I like. On some of the new cars.
No, it was literally silver.
Whatever. I don't believe you.
Anyways, but
you're too busy looking at the Maserati. I was looking at the car, at the SUV.
Yeah, the wrong vehicle. Let's just say that. But yeah, you know, I don't think that you have to be anything that you're not.
No, but it makes me excited for you because it's important to you.
Yeah, but
I'm not going to be the girl that knows, you know, all. I'm not going to ramble off some facts about some cars. Nor am I going to study some facts about some cars to compete with you in the knowledge of that.
No, but you know.
But I do appreciate that you like that. That's your thing.
Yeah, and it's great to be able to be that person, though. And you know, you don't have to be somebody you're not. That's the great thing. Like, a person's going to like you for who you are. If they don't like you for who you are, then you should not be with that
person.
They're
not your person.
Right. So if you want to say, like, if you want to walk through the house butt naked and call baloney baloney or bologna or bologna.
Bologna.
Or
bologna.
Or if you're a tomato person instead of a tomato person, or a potato person instead of a potato.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm just
rude. You're a potato.
I'm a hot, pudgy spud.
Shut up. You are not.
Like, you walk through the gym and you're like, oh, there's a stud. And you see me and there's a spud.
No, that's not even true.
So true.
No, it's not.
I'm round in the middle and small up top.
Were you getting ready to sing some song? We might have to have credits for that. Isn't that like a rap song, a hip hop song?
No.
She little in the middle and got much back. Yes, baby got back.
No, that is not what I was going for.
Oh, but that's what came to my head.
Yeah, of course it came to your head, you middle school boy.
Song lyrics, man, they just pop in there.
Yeah.
I sing all the time.
Yeah.
I make shit up.
But so, you know, when you're talking about your other person, and there's something I'll be talking about in my blog post coming up, not this particular thing, but when you're trying to find that other person, you got to kind of know what you want in a person. And you'll figure out what you want, but then when you get that person, and if they're not real, if they're not being their real self, they're not being unedited, at some point, you're never going to really get what you want. Like, and you have to understand that you need to be that way too. And it's a level of vulnerability. I mean, it's being vulnerable, honestly, at the end of the day. And you can't have a relationship with another person that's going to work unless you can become vulnerable with them.
Yeah, and that takes a lot of trust in somebody.
It takes a lot of trust in somebody,
wacky crap comes out of my head, and to know that you're not like sitting there, you never cut me eyes to look at me. I mean, you do, but in fun, in jest, but not in seriousness. Not like ever. I'm not like cowering after I say something to you and just be like, God, I shouldn't have said that. It was too much.
Well,
I don't ever think that.
I think you just have to be comfortable with yourself first. Like, you can't be comfortable around somebody else.
Do you think that's an age thing? Do you think that because we're older, we just are more sparred about it and we just don't care enough?
I think there.
Or do you think there's 20-something-year-olds that aren't self-conscious?
I think there's more 20-something-year-olds that aren't self-conscious than there are 40-year-olds.
I would disagree completely.
I think
they're more concerned about how they come off versus how we are. Like, we can laugh at ourselves. You know what I'm saying?
I think
that's taking a while to be able to do that.
I think maybe in our today's culture it's kind of like that. Maybe because of the
all
Instagram.
Oh, that's the other thing we should have talked about at the beginning, was the Social Dilemma show that we watched. We can get at that another time.
Another time. Yeah.
But it just came to my mind.
But yeah, so, you know, it could be that they are more self-conscious in a sense, but I don't know if it's more or less. I don't know if it's an age thing or not.
Because I think that would happen more with younger girls. I think they would be more likely to not completely
Be
a certain way
in
order to impress a boy.
I think it may be a gender thing too.
Maybe so.
Maybe not. I don't know. It's hard to tell. I think it's just, it's definitely an insecurity thing. You know, if you're secure with yourself, you're going to be who you are.
Yeah.
If you're trying to fake it to get somebody because you think that's the person you want, then believe me,
it's not going to work.
Even if there's only one person and listen to this show, take this and tell other people that if you fake anything in a relationship, that person is not the person you want, because they have to be able to accept you for who you are. It's not going to work.
No.
Like, you can fake it for, you could fake it for 50 years. But how much work have you put into a relationship that shouldn't be working?
You're being like a double agent.
Yeah.
Like
seriously.
In a relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're completely, like, you're a spa.
Yeah. Like, to like be gone and then like they find all this secret stuff that you like and do and they had no idea.
Think about it like this. Think about how many times you've heard a guy who travels for work and then his wife in this town finds out that he has a whole nother life, a whole nother family in another town.
Yeah.
How many times have you heard that? Maybe not a bunch, but maybe at least once you've heard that, right?
Mm-hmm.
I kind of equate it with that. Like, if you're faking it, you're living a life that's not real. They're living with somebody else. You're living a lie with them. Not to the extreme that you have a whole nother family somewhere else, but you possibly could have.
But just the authenticity of who you are.
You're literally lying to that person.
Yeah.
Like, oh yeah, I love, oh my gosh. Like if
I started making you wear Simply Southern shirts because I really love them and you would put one on, But I know you don't like it. I mean, I know you don't because I don't like it either. But that would be like that. Just like that.
Yeah, I would never wear Simply Southern shirts.
Mint green?
Hell no.
It's for some people, but it's not for us.
No, I don't like it, and I wouldn't.
I tease you with it constantly.
She does, and I give her the same look every time.
Yeah.
Like, death
stare. But I mean, that would be, like, but that would be, like, putting the shirt on every time we go by, and you just being like, yeah, I'll take another shirt.
Yeah. I'll wear it, sure,
and just, like, being so... Yeah, but I know you probably but there's people who do that, yeah, though.
And I know you're probably thinking, well, it's just a shirt, right? It's just the color of a shirt.
It's
just
who
a style.
You are.
But I will not wear one. Like, I despise that shirt. I despise everything about it. I don't like it. It is not my style. I do not like it. Like, I would never wear it. Like, I guarantee you there will be people who would never wear something I'd wear. Like, they would never, ever do it. But if you did that for somebody, because I love them so much, I will change. No, they should love you so much that you won't change.
Yeah.
Like, somebody shouldn't force you to change. Now, I'm not saying that if you got a bad habit, like you chew with your mouth open at dinner, and, you know, that's a habit you should change for somebody because it's just, like, rude and impolite and gross. But, like, wearing a shirt, listening to music, the jokes you tell, whatever it is. Like, and let's be honest, chewing with your mouth open, if that's your thing and that person doesn't like
it. Have at it.
Yeah, do it. Like, but in the realm of understanding, like, don't change for somebody. You should find somebody that will love you, like you, want to date you, marry you, whatever it is, for the person that you are.
Yeah.
When you start making changes, and again, let me clarify this based on your personality. If you've got a rude and abrasive and abusive personality, nobody's going to love you.
Oh my God.
Well, I mean, think about
There's somebody for everybody, babe.
You should not be the person that degrades somebody and somebody loves
you
for that.
Never.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, I get you.
Like, you shouldn't be an abusive personality. Mm-mm. And somebody love you for that. There's things that should be changed. But I'm talking about, like, your sense of humor, your taste in music.
Mm-hmm.
Those types of
movies.
Things. Yeah, movies. Like, if you're a movie person, not a movie person. If you're a music person, not a music person. If you like to read and they don't like to read. Like, there are things that you should not change for a person that make you happy.
Yeah, agreed.
Like, I love movies. If she said, I don't like movies, I'm fine with that. But if she then said, I don't want to watch movies and you shouldn't watch movies because I think it's stupid, then there's a problem.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, I do believe there's compromises in relationships.
Sure.
Like, maybe it is music. Maybe we listen to a certain music together that we both like instead of our stuff, and then we listen to our stuff
separately.
That's fine.
We're always together, though.
Right. But you're...
So it's a good thing I like your music.
Yeah. But seriously, though, I mean, there can be compromises, but you shouldn't be fake about what you like and who you are and what
you
want.
No, you should be able to keep what it is that you like,
right,
and be able to do those things.
Yeah, because I think also when you
start... Well, we can even liken it to fishing. Fishing you love.
Yeah.
I've never fished a day in my life. Maybe when I was a kid, like real little.
Yeah.
With my grandpa. But I think he took us out. Maybe not. I don't know. But anyways, I'm not into fishing. But yeah. I know it's something that you like to do, and I don't mind doing it.
No, you don't.
At and all. It, I actually enjoy it.
Right.
So actually, I would not say that I knew how to fish or even cared to fish.
Yeah.
But it's something that I'm willing to do with you because it's important to you.
And if you found out that you didn't like to fish?
I would tell you I didn't like to fish.
And I'll go, okay, I'll go fish on my own.
Yeah, 100%.
And you would do something on your own and we'd be okay. I think also in this construct of being unedited and finding that person that can be their real selves is breaking the codependency of people.
Yeah, totally true.
Because when you can be your real self, you do not become dependent on that person.
Yeah, I don't want to look in the mirror. I mean, I want to have us be similar enough to where we get along and have common interests, but I don't want to look in the mirror and see my vision of you staring back at me. Do
right.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, and you don't want, like, I don't want you, like, well, let's just use fishing, for example.
Yeah.
If you don't like to go fish, and I do.
Right.
If you go fishing
with
me and you don't like it, you start becoming
become resentful of it. Then you get pissy.
Yeah. And it's like, but you also become like, I've got to do these things. And so.
Yeah, I got to go fishing this weekend.
Or like.
I don't ever want to be that way.
Right. But you're creating this codependency where you can't be away from them either.
Yeah.
Like, I need to be around them, so I'll do whatever I need to.
Yeah.
To be around them, like they're like, you either become resentful or you'll become so codependent that you lose.
Yeah, it's
who
one
you
or the
are.
Other.
So, okay, I'm not this person. I don't like to fish, so I'm really starting to despise you because I'm going. Well, stop going.
Yeah.
Be real with them and tell them that you don't like it. That way, you'll create a little bit of space. And if this person is really your person, which again, you don't have to like every single thing they do, but you can also give them space to do those things, but not be fake in it.
Well, so, even with running, I love running. Yeah. I love it. You don't particularly care for it.
No, I don't.
You'll do it when you feel like doing it, and I'll ask you to go, but I still go run because it's important to me.
Yeah.
So on the days that you want to sleep in or do whatever it is, you know where I'm going.
Absolutely.
If you want to get up and go, you're more than welcome. If not, that's fine too.
There's no guilt but there at all. No, I'm just playing.
No. I mean, really, there's not, though.
There's
I mean,
no
I just
guilt.
Tell you when I'm going, and if you want to get up, you do. But I it's not your thing. You do it because...
I do it because it's a healthy...
It's a healthy thing.
Activity, yeah.
But you don't love it like I do.
No, hell no.
Yeah.
I don't love it
but
at all.
But it's a similar situation.
Like, I don't like any type of exercise. I do it because it's good for me.
Yeah.
But in that sense, if I don't want to do it...
I'm not guilting you for it.
No, and I don't...
I'd rather have you do it than to be pissy the whole time you're out there running and just being an asshole because you don't want to run.
Yeah, exactly.
And then it ends up turning into a fight or whatever the case might be because... You just didn't say you didn't want to go run.
Yeah, and at the same time, I don't feel this
pressure.
Dependent need
of
having to be with her every second of the day.
Yeah.
And I think that's the other part, too, is like if you find yourself that you can't spare the time because you're doing something you don't like and you're doing it anyways just to be with that person, you might need to think about the relationship. Like, is this a healthy relationship?
Yeah.
Relationships shouldn't be codependent. You shouldn't have to feel like you need...
Yeah.
That person or need to be in that space. Like, you don't need anything. What you need in life is food and water.
And shelter.
To an extent, yeah, shelter. Like, you need to be, you know, the necessities in life are the things
you
need.
Well, and clothes somewhere in society.
Well, what I'm saying is that you know what things are necessities.
Yeah.
Like food, water, shelter.
No, I want to spend time with you.
Right. So, if a person is not a necessity, a baby...
Oh, yeah.
A parent is a necessity to a baby to take care of because they can't.
Sure.
But a relationship is not a necessity.
A grown-ass person.
Well, a person is not a necessity in a relationship. You don't need that person. You should want that person. That starts, if you start thinking about relationships that way,
we've talked about that a couple of times now.
Yeah, you should not have to need somebody. That should be the want. And if that's the want in a person and you want to do those things, that totally changes the landscape. But when you are codependent, you literally will lose yourself. You will lose your identity. You will lose the things you love.
Yeah.
You will lose the things that create happiness in your life. And everything that now creates you is based on another human being. That should not be the case. It shouldn't be their religion. It shouldn't be their politics. It shouldn't be their music. It shouldn't be their shows. It should be you. And if you can find a place to compromise or live or in that space with that other person and they accept you for who you are, now you have what we call a real relationship.
Mm-hmm.
A relationship that will actually work, that will move forward. And you will notice that you'll have more love and care and understanding for that person. And when you get into these places where you have stupid ass jokes, you'll laugh at them and you go, that is the stupidest shit I've ever heard, but gotta love it.
Yeah.
Because you know you're getting that person. You're getting the person that you're supposed to be with. Okay, let me take that back. Not the person that you're supposed to be with, but that person across from you is the right person for you in that moment because everything kind of connects and works because you are who you are, they are who they are, and now you can be a couple being your realest self.
Yeah.
And there's nothing more beneficial than being in a relationship with your realest self and the person across from you being their realest self.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, I mean,
it feels pretty great. And even just like little things that I kind of didn't think that I did edit in certain situations to realize that I don't edit at all. Like I feel it even like carrying over in other parts of my life because I'm so unedited with you that I feel like freer in other aspects too.
Mm-hmm.
I call it the fuck it. It's like I don't give a fuck anymore. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like if somebody's going to judge me for it, I kind of don't care anymore.
Yeah.
And that could come with age. That could come with being in a relationship. It could be with a combination of both.
I think you're right as far as like not caring what other people's opinions are.
Yeah.
Is definitely a thing that comes with age, because I think we just get tired of
yeah
doing it.
Like, I'm not like, apologizing for how I am anymore. Yeah. I'm done with it.
Like, if I want to say, you know, whatever I want in the sense of jokes, like,
yeah,
if I really want to make bad dad jokes in a group, which I do,
yeah,
I don't care.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't like it, don't laugh. It's okay. If I want to listen to the music I want to listen to, I don't care. If I want to listen to my music really loud in my car and you hear it and look over and give me this look like, ugh, what the hell are you listening to? I'm going to look back and go, what's up, dude? It's yeah. good shit, ain't it? But I don't care anymore. Like, I don't want to edit myself.
No, I didn't edit myself when we were walking around Broadway at the Beach in Myrtle. Prince song came on, I Would Die For You, and I started singing and dancing to you.
Yeah.
In the middle of public.
Yeah, and again, people, we're not talking about, like, editing yourself when it comes to, like, hateful shit. Like, we're not talking about going out being mean and ugly.
No.
Hateful people. We're just talking about, like, being yourself, like, being the funny person you want to be, being the loving person you want to be, being just...
the goofball.
Yeah, just being yourself and not caring what people think about you when you're that person, because you're happy with what you're doing and you're happy who you're with. And I think also you have to be at the place with the person that you're with. Like, you love being with that person everywhere, and mm-hmm. and you're not embarrassed by them at any point.
No.
Like, yeah, she broke out in the Prince song, and I always, and it's our thing. Like, she'll do something stupid, crazy, like dancing in the middle of Broadway at the beach. And I'll just look at her and just shake my head. Like, here's my toddler.
Yeah.
Here's my middle schooler.
That was like when we were in Boston. Remember walking through the wax museum?
Oh, my gosh. That was funny as hell. Here
you might need to put that on the YouTube.
And she's got plenty of moments, people. Walking through the wax museum, kicking and dancing like she's in a parade.
Yep.
And I'm just videoing it like, yep, here she
goes. The best part was when the music stopped. I go, oh.
She's like,
oops. Because I was enjoying myself.
Yeah, she was having fun. But you should be able to have fun with your other. That person, that person by your side, the right person by your side. You gotta feel like you can be you.
And yeah, because can you imagine in any of these situations if you would like cower or like be like look around and just like see who's watching us, or like embarrassed, honestly truly embarrassed that mm-hmm. I'm acting that way, and then later say to me, why are you doing that, or stop yeah. acting that way. Like, I would just, my heart would be broke. Like, it would be mm-hmm. so sad, because it's so how I am about things and how
right.
you know. So imagine if that was, like, you don't have to be in a relationship where somebody tells you not to do that stuff. Right. You don't have to be.
If you are a silly person, you should honestly be with somebody who does not care that you're silly.
Yeah.
Like, that you can be that person.
Because it hurts your heart like
if
that.
If you're a serious person, be with somebody who's serious. That's yeah, got, yeah. like, you know, like, I've just seen it. Like, you can watch any TV show. Like, watch all the sitcoms from, like, the 90s and 80s. And look how people are paired up and see, like, the difference in those two people.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
Like, why are these people together? Like, you think in your mind, they do it because it's a TV show and it creates drama and comedy and those types of things. But in real life, most of the time that doesn't work. Like, opposites attract, I get it, but outside certain things that are opposite,
yeah,
there needs to be a lot of commonality.
Yeah, yeah.
And that commonality can only be seen through being real, being yourself, being your truest self, being unedited, being comfortable with you. You cannot be in a relationship, and we talked about it a little bit last week.
Yeah.
And the week before, about, you know, understanding you first, like getting to your core level of who you are, understanding what you want, and being okay with all that. Because the problem is a lot of people aren't okay with who they are.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, they're embarrassed, in a sense.
Yeah.
Because of the way they are. Like, they're embarrassed of their laugh, or they're embarrassed the way they talk. Their yeah. accent. I mean, it could be a number of things.
All these things that they're consciously editing
right.
because of their subconsciously
right.
bothered by it.
Yeah, changing their looks.
Let it fly.
Yeah, like changing their looks and things like that. You have to be comfortable. Once you're comfortable with yourself, like you can be who you are without editing it, you can then find somebody who's going to be comfortable with you
yeah,
the way you are, and then you can move forward. But if you're always editing yourself, again, you're creating a codependent need on somebody else. You're creating a false you.
Yeah. Well, I honestly truly feel like it would create resentment after a while. I think you would feel extremely resentful, or the eye rolling would start, or the sighing.
I usually think
he hates it when I do, but you know what I mean? Like the conversations start with happening with friends. He just doesn't understand that I like to do whatever, or she never gets, you know, whatever the case is. I mean, I just think so much of that could be headed off and avoided if you just truly looked at yourself and what you want. There's somebody for everybody. I really truly believe that. And if not, but there's some things that you could probably overlook, but I'm just saying if it's the core of who you are.
I don't think it's overlooking things. I think it's just understanding this is the person. And instead of overlooking, goes, oh, that's who you are. I'm okay with that.
It's being okay with it. Yeah, maybe not overlooking it. That's a better point.
Like, yeah,
but
there's
being like, that's just who they are and I love them for it.
Right.
Absolutely. I'm not going to change it. It's just who they are and how they are.
And people can do certain, like, you can, like, tweak certain things in your life for somebody if everything works except for this one little bitty part.
Yeah, yeah.
And you go, okay, so when I'm around you, I just won't do this, but you know this is how I am, so if I do it, then either you have to love it or you don't.
Yeah, but I don't want to comment about it. It's not going to be a thing. You can set the groundwork.
Yeah, I think at the end of the day, you're going to find somebody who fits you the best.
Yeah.
And that doesn't happen overnight. Hell, sometimes that doesn't happen over the span of a decade. You know,
sometimes it may never happen.
Yeah, I mean, you may never find the right person. It's weird to say that.
But goes back to what we talked about the other time. If you're okay with yourself.
Yeah, you got to start with yourself. Are you okay with who you are and where you're at? And sometimes there are compromises you make in your own life to find somebody.
Yeah.
Like, okay, this thing in my life right now, it just doesn't work when I'm with anybody.
Yeah, yeah.
So maybe I'll just change this part. Or not change it, but I just dial it back a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, let's just use hypothetically. Let's just say your perverted middle school jokes, right, are just too much for every single human being on the planet.
They are too much for most people.
Yeah. But, you know.
But I do them anyways.
Yeah. So you say, I'm just not going to be as over the top with this person. And
yeah, you could do that.
And you're like,
it's not editing yourself, but just not doing them every 3 minutes. Just doing them every 10 minutes.
Yeah. Right.
Letting some of them go as I cringe through my teeth. Ooh, I just could say one thing right now. I just don't say it.
Yeah. So, I mean, you think about it, guys and girls. What is it that maybe you do that you edit in a relationship? What are the things that you don't like about maybe your significant other or your partner or your boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever it is? Like, what is it that maybe causes you to find, maybe you have a codependent relationship and you're faking everything? I mean, think about all the things that might be going on in your life, your relationship. What do you think is the most important thing when it comes to, you know, being who you are as your realest self? You know, are there things you can compromise? Are there things you can't compromise? I mean, we would love to have feedback on what you think about kind of what we're talking about tonight, you know, or today, or whenever you listen to this in the morning. You wake up and grab a piece of toast and slap an egg on it, and you're like,
what are those rock hippies doing today?
Yeah, probably nothing.
Probably
sleeping.
Jackasses.
Yeah, more likely. But yeah, tell us what you think about, you know, being your realest self, being unedited, being an unfiltered, but also loving that other person for being that way.
I want to do the positive side of that. Like, what do you love about somebody that's inherently them? That's just like the one cool thing about them that you just like. For me, it's being a middle school boy. Not that you love it, but it's just who I am. It's how I am. And
I accept you for the way you are.
Yes, babe. Thanks.
Yes.
Exactly. But I don't know. You know, sometimes people find things like that endearing, like, you know, or it's just who they are.
Yeah, I bet, you know, it's also when you're able to be, I want to kind of wrap it up like this, that I think when you're completely vulnerable,
yes,
when you're at that level of your relationship, when you're completely unfiltered and unedited, all right, when you are your realest self and you found the person opposite from you that is their realest self, you will find your best relationship.
Totally agree with you.
And I'm saying that from the fact that you are sitting across from the person that you truly love or truly like, or whatever it is, whatever words you want to throw in there, and you like them for exactly who they are, and they're being their realest self, that relationship will be the best it can be because you are both at your most vulnerable state all the time. Like, there is no hiding who you are.
There's no walls. There's nothing
right
stopping you from just being who you are.
So that will grow into a better relationship because of things that are negative. Let's say, like, maybe I have an issue with a certain insecurity, but I'm vulnerable to let it be seen. She sees it, which gives me confidence in who I am in that space.
Yeah.
Which creates a better person in me, which creates a better relationship with her, which creates better trust in her because I trust her to be whoever I need to be with her in those instances.
Yeah.
Like, whoever I am can be whoever I am in front of her. That gives me more confidence, which reduces my insecurities. So now when I feel down or sad or depressed, instead of trying to be a man and buck up, I can be,
you don't have to.
I can be very vulnerable, and then which creates more healing and growing in my own life. So there's all these like
side benefits of just being this way
avalanche,
with somebody. Yeah, yeah.
Right. It's totally. Just an avalanche. So if you start with yourself working there and then you find the person who's good with you that and they're the same way, it creates this complete snowball effect.
Yeah.
That you only continue to get better in yourself, they continue to get better in themselves, and your relationship in turn continues to get better. And it grows more strong, and it becomes it becomes something that you never really thought you could have before because you are allowing one that vulnerability to happen in a space.
Yeah.
Because you see that person is good for you.
Well, because if you can be unedited with things that are funny or lighthearted or whatever it is that, you know, about anything and that's not super serious, to be able to have that same vulnerability when things are not all sunshine and puppies, it already creates that place for you to be able to do that.
Yeah. And it's,
which is such an awesome thing. That's like a huge side benefit of that. See, yeah. Andy, my middle school jokes were good for you. I knew it.
Yeah. They're
not only really entertaining, but
they're so good.
Shut up.
So good.
Please.
So, guys and girls, we thank you for joining us tonight. Don't forget to go if you're still listening to the show right now.
We love you so very much.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, you're the best.
Give yourself a pat on the back.
Yeah. Give yourself a pat on the back and go give us a like somewhere or share this somewhere or
subscribe to us wherever you listen to your stuff.
Yeah. I mean, Spotify, give us a follow. We love to continue to do this, and we're going to continue to do it one way or the other. But we do appreciate you. Give us some feedback. What we really like, I mean, gosh, you know, everybody wants a like, a share, and a follow.
Yeah, but really we want interaction.
Yeah, we love feedback. We would love to know what you think. Leave us a comment at one of the social media places. Leave it on our website. We always love to share feedback, and we will, and we love to do it on the show. We love to have your opinions and thoughts about it. Let us know if being your real self is too hard.
Yeah.
Let us know if being your real self is the only way that you can be.
Or in relationships where you weren't your real self, and then through whatever happens with that relationship, and now you are in your situation where you are real self, share that for us too. We'd love to hear that.
Absolutely. So, guys and girls, with that being said, we always want to tell you.
Every time.
All the time. You need to live life loud, bold.
Yep.
Mediocrity. It's not an option.
It's not for us. Shouldn't be for you.
Thank you for listening to the Rock Hit the Adventure podcast. You can connect with us on all of our social channels, Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. Just look for Rock Hit the Adventures. You can also head over to our website, rockhittheadventures.com, for all of our latest blog posts and podcasts. You can also share your story, check out what we're listening to on Wednesday, or just our usual jackassery. As always, leave us a comment or rating on your favorite podcast app. Well, where I'm going, we want to keep it inside.
Okay, we're staying in the bubble, folks.
Yeah, let's stay in this bubble first, because if you're that comfortable with your friends,
the bubble.
If you're that comfortable with your friends, then more power to you. But like walking around the house butt naked, like completely just walk around the house butt naked.
Dude, we were butt naked with each other.
That's too much information.
Well, we were.
Too much information.
We were, I'll put air quotes, somebody was butt naked around each other, very swooning in our relationship.
Again, you're trying to hide it like, oh, but...